welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. I'm your host, Shefali Burns. Thank you so much for being here with us. And happy Canada Day for all of us Canadians and for all of our friends who are Canadian and who happen to live in other countries. So happy Canada Day. It is, I'm in Ottawa and we are expecting a storm sometime soon. So I may be closing my window. But it's been a beautiful day so far, and I know the fireworks tonight are going to be amazing. And I just, you know, just have to say on the outset, you know, all the stuff that was going on in my life this earlier this week, well, it's all good now. As some of you know, it had to do with my daughter. She went to her prom yesterday, had a wonderful time. She's totally fine now, knock on wood, all good, you know. So it's okay that she missed her grad commencement the day before that, but you know, the prom was good, and so she had a wonderful time, and so we're a little bit tired today because 10 of her friends came over here last night after the prom, so they all slept here, so then we made them breakfast later on this morning when they finally woke up. I was like, hello, wake up, where are you? So it's been quite the, you know, interesting couple of days, let's just say. So I'm excited today because, you know, it is Canada Day, so it's kind of like a holiday, and it's a celebration, right? And so today on the show, we have a special guest, a brand new guest speaker, both to me and to you, maybe, right? So it's always so fun when we have new energy, right? New information, new teachings, new wisdom, new energy, new, just, you know, somebody new, somebody fresh, right? So we have Brenda Lanoff. Hopefully I'm saying Lanoff properly. Brenda, I didn't even ask you, but Brenda Lanoff is here with us, and she's going to be talking about heart walls. And so overcoming a heart wall and building happiness, right? And so heart wall, I first came into contact with, you know, this concept was through Dr. Brad Nelson. And so I love his work, absolutely love his work. So Brenda is going to be talking to us about, you know, what is a heart wall and how do you overcome a heart wall? How does it help with physical and mental pain? And how do you get rid of the heart wall? And what are the results after clearing a heart wall? So, you know, believe it or not, I know I have a heart wall. I mean, I know there's still some things, you know, that I'm a little bit sensitive about, you know, I'll be honest. I keep thinking, oh, yeah, I'm done with that. But you know, there's still some things, right? So I know I have a heart wall. I know that there are some trapped emotions still. You know, I'm still clearing, right? But so Brenda's going to be talking to us about that and doing some live clearings on the call. That's why, you know, I said if you would like, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand so that you can work one-on-one with Brenda. So that'll be fun. Fun, right? Exciting. It's always fun when you can heal something, right? When you can clear something and move forward and get unstuck, right? So that for me is fun. So for those of you who don't know Brenda, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. You know, she used to work in the corporate world and, you know, like we've all done that, right? I used to work in the government, right? She used to work in the corporate world and she struggled with many health issues. Her journey that she'll talk about later on, all the different types of health issues that she had. But it was the near-death experience with a cardiac arrest when she knew that she had to make an immediate and drastic change in her life. Something had to shift and change, right? And so after that, I think that's when she started to work on herself and start to see what was important for her. And that's when the universe started to talk to her and whisper to her. And sometimes, you know, like I always said for me, it's like, yeah, the universe was talking and whispering, and then finally I got hit with a 2x4, right? So I was like, okay, you know, you have to do something and shift. And so, you know, that's what she started doing, and now she's helping to heal and help, you know, thousands of people around the world. And, you know, it's a journey. It's always a journey. So I'm looking forward to hearing about Brenda's journey and how she can help us to heal our heart wall, to even to understand what it is and what the effects of it are, you know, of holding on to it or, you know, having that as a barrier, right? So I'm excited because I don't know where this information is going to go, where this call is going to go. So Brenda, welcome to the show. Oh, and I think we lost. I was going to say, so where is Brenda? So, okay, so it looks like we lost Brenda. Well, she'll be right back, I'm sure. But, you know, Brenda worked with Dr. Brad, and you know we've had Dr. Brad on the show as well a few times, and you know his work is spectacular, right? Spectacular, so transformative. And on the surface, it looks so easy. It's like, oh my goodness, that is so easy. I could do that. But you know, I think it takes a bit more skill than what I have. So I'm so glad that you know Brenda is a body code practitioner. So she has worked with Dr. Brad not just to do the emotion code, but to do the body code as well. And we've had other people on their show who have worked with Dr. Brad and become body code practitioners, and we've seen the changes on the call as well from those. Oh, good. So Brenda's back. Brenda, welcome to the show.
I can't believe it. My phone line just went totally dead, and I'm just thinking there might be some unforeseen energies that really are really trying to play havoc with me. So I'm running around getting a different phone, trying different phones. Very, very strange. This has never happened before, but I'm here.
Interesting. Yay. Well, I'm so glad you are. Thank you. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the energy does play tricks on us, right? And so it just means that we have to take a moment, take a deep breath, and all of us just center within ourselves, you know, and ground ourselves and center and have the intention that the call is going to go smoothly without any more technical glitches.
Wow, that was very interesting. You know, it's interesting, Shefali, because I've had things like that happen before with me, with clients on Skype, that there can be some of these strange sort of energies that come through and they just do not want you to connect. But I am here. I'm not going away. So, yes, this is going to go smooth today. And thank you so much for inviting me. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful, Brenda. I'm excited because, like I was saying, which you probably missed all that part, is that I really love the body code work and the emotional code work and, you know, Dr. Bradley's work. I love his work, and I know it works, right? So I know it works. So I'm so glad that you're here with us to share your story with us, your perceptions, and your clearing processes. So can you tell us a little bit, Brenda, about your story, how you became to be a body code practitioner, how you became to be on this journey of helping others to clear their heart walls?
Yes, I'd love to share that. But very, very quickly, I worked in the oil and gas industry in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and working it for actually decades. You know, I had my life challenges, but it was, you know, it's a way of making a good living, especially when I was a single parent for so many years. Married, you know, stepchildren, working full time. So a lot of stresses come in during that time. And during that time, those decades of working in the oil and gas industry, my health was falling apart. And I kept ignoring the nudges by the universe. Brenda, you need to step into the healing work.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept ignoring it and kept ignoring it, and I was having health issue after health issue. My body was breaking down. So it was almost like God was doing the big nudge, and in 2006, I went in to see if my right ovary, if I had cancer. My mother had cancer, had died of it, and so had her mother. So I'm feeling like, okay, I need to get this checked out. So as soon as I went into the hospital, I was having a really ominous feeling that things might go really strange that day. My husband did too. He's quite intuitive. As it turns out, I went into cardiac arrest as soon as they put me under, and I had a near-death experience. So it was from that near-death experience of coming back, I had just changed my heart. And honestly, it did change, not just physically, but if you can imagine, just emotionally and spiritually in every way possible, I was not the same. I was quite fearless after that experience. I was very, very fearless. So that would really just push me more and more to the work that I'm doing full-time now. And I came across Dr. Bradley Nelson's work years and years ago. I think I was actually doing some type of, I think I was Googling for something, and it's almost like pop, you know, the universe is saying, look at this. And I did. And I thought, you know what? This just feels so right for me. And I have many modalities under my belt. And I just thought, no, I'm pursuing this. So I'm now into this full time. I work with clients in many countries of the world. And I love it. And it's just great, great, and powerful, powerful work.
Oh, absolutely. I know. I've experienced Dr. Brad's work myself, and I know how powerful it is, and I know how transformative it can be for people. So can you tell us, Brenda, a little bit about, you know, because, like, you know, I only heard about the term heart wall or anything to do with that only from Dr. Brad, you know, in the past couple of years. But it's serious, you know, like we all have a heart wall, and part of its job, I think, is for its protection, right, protecting us emotionally. But what is a heart wall, and how do we overcome one, or do we even need to overcome a heart wall?
Well, if we look at a heart wall, you know, it's like its name, like, really implies. So it's a wall that builds up around the heart. And like you were saying, it really can physically have devastating effects on our health and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're free from it, that's when we can really open up. Really, things begin to happen. It's that abundance. Abundance is a really popular word these days, but honestly, it's true. You get that abundance of love, the abundance of just being yourself, living your authentic self. There's just so many good things that come out of clearing your heart wall. And, you know, Dr. Brad, you know, he mentions that it seems that the heart is our best access to our intuition, and it's also considered like the second brain.
Mm-hmm.
So it really bypasses our ego, and it's that direct link to, quote, quote, upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to have to close my windows because we are having thunder here.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do that. So, but, you know, when we talk about the heart wall, you know, if we clear the heart wall, how does it help us physically and mentally? I mean, I can understand definitely how it can help with us emotionally, because that was a lot of the problems I had, was I was protecting my heart because I had been severely hurt, you know, in the past, and so I didn't want to feel that again, right? But how can it help us physically and mentally as well?
Well, when we have a, you, well, let's go back to when we develop a heart wall. So, like you were talking about all this emotional pain. So perhaps it was like what you were saying, like a really bad relationship breakup. Or, like, it can be any type of abuse. It could be abuse by somebody at work, your boss, your coworker, where you've been laid off, where you've been fired. So when we get these intense emotional events that happen to us, so our subconscious, it comes to the rescue, and it starts building a wall around our heart. And it does this by using energy from trapped emotions. And that trapped emotions is coined by Dr. Bradley Nelson, and it's the building material to what we would call the heart wall. So each layer is a different trapped emotion that can come virtually, honestly, from anywhere, any experience that is in our body. Now, we can inherit a heart wall or the trapped emotions that can be passed down from generation to generation. We can actually pick them up from other people. We can pick them up within the womb. You can test for a second, third trimester. Or was it actually a preconception before we even came into conception? So over time, these layers accumulate, and they make this heart wall, and they get thicker. You know, so it's just like an onion, but it, you know, it grows and grows. It gets thicker and thicker, you know, layer upon layer. So essentially, these layers, they create a structure.
Mm-hmm.
So that heart wall is exactly what we need in a crisis, like what you were saying. You still have that, but we needed that. But honestly, we need to get rid of it.
Right.
And it's just a service. But so what the heart wall can do, it can, the effects it can have, it can block your ability to give and receive love. you know, create that depression, anxiety, isolation. It can actually stop you from achieving success in your career or if you have any other life goals. And you know what? It's amazing. It actually lowers your immune system. So I can check intuitively what percentage is your immune system functioning to your organs and glands. I can check what percentage is your heart messages reaching the body tissues. It's amazing. It affects your health. And it has been suspected to be a factor in heart disease, high blood pressure, chest pain, heart attacks. And I do sincerely believe that also contributed to my cardiac arrest, because I personally had so much anger and resentment, and I didn't understand years and years ago what an empath was. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I'm picking up energies from other people. I'm thinking they're all feeling like I am, you know, that this is normal. But it's not, or maybe it is, but it was, you know, but for me, I'm thinking, why aren't they feeling the same way that I do? I feel so isolated. I feel so wrong. I feel so judged. So there's a lot of self-judgment that I had to release, and that was all held within my heart wall. And when you don't have a heart wall, then that's really when that real true love that they say ultimately, it's, you know, forgiveness and love in the end of the day, the whole world, that's when truly, that's when it can come in. But we need to get this heart wall down.
Right.
We need to allow the love frequencies to come in.
Yeah. So okay, so maybe mine's not that big.
Well, and it may not be, you know, and that's an interesting thing because, you know, every heart wall, it does have a thickness and a density.
Mm-hmm.
So both of these are created by the subconscious. So in the subconscious, it decides what material it's made of, how thick it is. So it's interesting because your past experience can really influence what this wall looks like.
Yeah.
So for people that will be calling in, hopefully today, I want them to speak about this. And just close your eyes for a moment and think, if I have a heart wall, I wonder what my material's made of. Just close your eyes. And there will be typically some image that comes up. Some people think of brick wall, bricks, the created brick wall, or gray steel. Or it could be, you know, glass. It could be paper. It could be any material that you think of. Could be something that you could even associate with when you grew up. You know, for example, if you grew up on a farm, you know, maybe it's red lumber, you know. I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But the goal is that we need to completely release the heart wall. You know, no matter how thick it is or what it's made of, it can be done. But we need to do this by removing one layer at a time or by releasing one trapped emotion at a time.
Interesting. So I just did that while you were talking, you know, and I asked myself and, you know, it's like, oh, okay. So what I got was like a really thin film, like, and I got the term foil paper. It's like, okay, foil paper, but like a thin layer of foil paper. It's like, okay. So it's still there, like gauzy, you know?
Yeah. So a thin layer of foil paper, yeah, that's interesting, and it can be absolutely any material. There's no right or wrong at all in regards to that. And it's so great working like this because, you know, you can actually visualize that. And when we start working on the heart wall emotions, then things change. That wall starts breaking down. It could take one session. It could take, you know, five sessions, whatever, your subconscious can safely release. So it's great, great work. But yes, whatever it is, there's no judgment on that. If that's what you see is a thin layer of foil paper, then so be it.
Yeah, so someone else posted on the Q&A that they got the image of strong gauze, you know, so it's like, that's cool. You know, it's just to see that, you know, it can be something totally different. It doesn't always have to be a brick wall or whatever. It could be a moat. Is, you know, this what's, you know, people could be experiencing different things, but just asking that question, you can get an answer, right?
Absolutely. And the great thing about this is that, you know, people can learn how to do this. So, and it's really getting good with your muscle testing. So that's how you determine and find out what is it. And if nobody's ever heard of muscle testing before, and probably most people have on this call, but our brain is approximately 90% working on a subconscious level, about 10% on a conscious level, so somewhere in there. And so everything that we have done in this lifetime, but it could be that it's not even our stuff. Many of the clients that I work with have had cancer, and it's so interesting to see what they're carrying within their, you know, honestly, within the breast, for example. It could be it's not even, again, their issues, but it could be their somebody else's issues, but they're taking it on as an empath. So we have to be very, 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 I don't know if careful is the word, but proactive. Being proactive. So once you have that heart wall, once it's completely, like, you know, gone, then it's like, okay, now be proactive. So when something, you know, an event happens, because we're here on Earth, we're going to have some trauma at some point in time, that's where it's really important to get on it and release it. Because if you don't, honestly, I have seen where it does affect, again, your pH level, your immune system. That wall's up, and you're going to be blocked from receiving all the good things that you should be receiving here on Earth.
And so that was my next question. What are the results after clearing a heart wall? And so, you know, sometimes, like I said, for me, I can understand the emotions, but you also said abundance. You also said all the good things in life. So what does that mean? So, like, if I've cleared my heart wall and it's totally clear, I'm going to have greater connection to spirit. Because I think you mentioned that as well. So, and more abundance flowing, and abundance is not always money, prosperity, but it's, you know, abundance of good fortune, good friends, love, health, right?
I've actually seen people relief from some aches and pains. So this is actual physical aches and pain.
Right.
And just feeling just a greater sense of peace. I've seen a relationship develop where now they're engaged. And this is, like, you know, they're later on in their years. Just basically an improved capacity to, you know, bring in the love into their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. So and that's so important.
Yes, you're opening up the gateway and just allowing that love to come to you. The wall is enough, like, stop, don't come near me. At subconscious level, you may be putting that out to other people. You know, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, and all that stuff. But when that wall's down, it's that, okay, you're now vibrating at a higher vibration. When you're vibrating a higher vibration, you are going to attract the right people, the right places, the right situations into your life.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Wow, it's really pouring here now. It's a good thing I closed my window when I did. It's pouring. We have quite a few people. Well, we have people with their hands raised, as well as we have people who have asked questions on the Q&A. So let's take some callers and see what everyone is experiencing. And they're probably all asking, too, do I have a heart wall?
Exactly. Yes, whatever you feel. Okay.
We'll go to the phone first. We'll alternate between the phone and the Q&A because there are both, you know, happening right now. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 1770.
Yes, hello. Hi, Shefali. It's Colette.
Hi, Colette.
How you been?
Good. It's an interesting week.
Yes. That thunderstorm is working its way down here in Connecticut. Okay. All right. Well, this is very interesting. What do I need to do? Just ask them, what do you see for a heart wall? And I can tell you what I saw when you had us do that little exercise.
Hi, Colette. Yes, you know what I would actually, what we need to do always ahead of time is get the connection from higher source God.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get that connection right now, so we're calling in the go-ahead to work with Colette. And just getting that go-ahead, and I'm getting that now. So I'm going to be asking you, Colette, so what is the major thing that's concerning you? And then we'll go look at the heart wall.
Okay. Oh, boy, do I need to say it. The usual with most of us. Well, it's the financial. It's just up and down. Like to have steady, reliable income.
Okay. Okay. So financial. Let's go to financial. It seems to be a hot topic for most people these days. A lot of fears out there, and maybe some people are okay financially, but it's just the fear of not being okay. So let's go to the financial, and I'm just connecting in again. I'm the middle person here. So, emotions are trapped in and around the heart, and they create a wall. So I must test each emotion and eliminate it one at a time. So if you were to collect, just maybe you already have determined, but what would your heart wall look like, or what material would it be?
Well, when we did the exercise, it was interesting. Thank you, Shefali, and the woman who said mesh, because I thought I was a little nuts. But I don't know if you know, but laundry baskets, like the one you take to the laundromat, are made out of like this like fine netting kind of thing. So that's the material I saw. It's like a more of a mesh with it, though. So it's
Nothing is too crazy, believe me. So I've heard it all. So no judgment.
Yeah.
So we got this mesh. And is it tightly wound around you, or what is it? Is it around your whole body, or where is it at? Where is it located?
It's almost like a ball.
A ball.
In my heart area.
Okay.
I'm not in front of my. It feels like it's like in front of my heart. Yeah.
In front of your heart. Okay, good.
Mm.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to start here. So we're just going to ask the questions here, and I'm checking in with higher source God. I always call in the angels, too, because, of course, you know, they're here to assist us. So I'm checking in exactly for Colette. What exactly is this, contributing to this net, this mesh? So checking in. Okay, so what I'm getting is the first one that comes up here is actually called, it's going to be a heart wall emotion of vulnerability. So that's what I muscle tested on, vulnerability.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I just want to see when this came in for you. Let me just check. Now, normally I would ask for age. Now, I don't know if you're comfortable with that or not.
I'm going to be 60 years old.
Oh, good for you. Well, I'm 64, and I'm proud to say it, too, because I survived a cardiac arrest. So we can say it. You know, we've made it. Yay. Okay, so vulnerability. I just want to find out exactly when did this come in for you. So I'm going to be testing. Okay, I'm not getting this as something that's actually coming in right now within your lifetime. It's actually inherited.
Yeah.
So this is actually an inherited vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking, okay, was this inherited from the mother's side? Not too strong from, more so from the father's side is much stronger of vulnerability. Okay, so let's just check. Sometimes it's kind of interesting to see how far back it is. So 1, 2, 3, choose. Right. So I'm getting back three generations on the father's side. And I'm asking, is there any further information that we need to know? I'm actually getting a yes on that. Typically, it's like no, but I am getting a yes. So was your father back three generations? I'm getting something to do with a war.
Yep.
Was there something to do with, and I don't know, does this make Civil War?
Okay, my dad was in World War II. He was the drive ambulances in Paris. And then my grandfather, I'm not really sure his father, but before that, I know they came over from the boats from Ireland during the potato famine, and there were some of my dad's, they were orphaned brothers that were left in Boston on the streets. And I don't know if there's any war in that generation. I'm not sure.
Okay, so there's this energy of war. Okay, and it is directly related to this, vulnerability, of course. So what I'm going to do is work as a surrogate for you. Now, when I work with a person, I work on Skype for the most part, and it works out really well, and it's anywhere in the world, so it really doesn't matter as long as you got Skype or we do phone, but I really appreciate Skype because you can see me working, and I can see your muscle testing. So if you're not confident about the whole process of muscle testing, I guarantee I will get you.
I'm fine.
You will be muscle testing with me. So it works out very, very well. But for today, because we're on this radio show, I'm just going to go ahead and work over the meridians. So what I'm going to do, if you're not familiar with the work of the emotion code, I'm working in between the eyebrow area over the governing meridian and bringing my magnet up. And what that does now is allowing that lower vibration of vulnerability to rise up. Because we're catching it, and the subconscious is going, okay, I'm ready to let this go. This is in the way. I'm ready to let it go. So I'm going to bring it up over top of, in between my eyebrow area, over my forehead, over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck, and doing this several times, releasing the inherited heart wall emotion of vulnerability now. Okay, good. And I'm getting a list, yes, that's been released. So if you hear a little bit of a yawn from me, I'm not being rude. That's just my own release. And what I will say is that for everybody here, just be aware of this. So if you're listening, it could perhaps you also have some vulnerability within your heart wall region. So for the fact that Colette has just released hers, perhaps you might notice also a release for yourself. So that's the world benefit, similar as what you might see in EFT. So that getting that's released, so good. And then we go on to the next one. So we'll just check in here. So for Colette, what else is coming up? It's all related to the financial. Is there anything in column A we need to look at? No. Is it column B? Yes. Is it odd? Yes. Received. As to. Okay. The next one that's coming up is insecurity. Insecurity. Okay. So let's just find out when is that coming. Again, I'll be checking, between births to 60s, checking to see if they came in there. I'm getting at 41 years of age.
Really? Okay.
Now, so at 41, does anything come to your mind that's kind of happening, around 20 years ago? Insecurity. So let me just check in. So you know what? I'm not getting that it's yours, but you've definitely picked up on it. Yeah, and you've absorbed it. So, I'm asking, do we need to know any more information about this? And in this situation, it was like, no, we don't need to. So if you want to work with me, do that. And for everybody that's listening on the call today, if you don't have a magnet, that's fine, because actually the end of our fingertips are also energy. So if you could clump your fingertips together with your thumb and put it in between your eyebrow area and then bring it up over the forehead, over top of the head, the crown of the head to the base of the neck, and bring your hand around the front again in the same position. We're going to do it together, and we're going to act like it's as in prayer. So for Colette and everybody working together, releasing the heart wall emotion of insecurity. It's related to the finances. All this heart wall emotion of insecurity now. Now you just do it several times. And when you've been doing this for a while, you're going to know that, like, okay, I'm done. And if you're not done, if you feel like you're not done, you just continue. Or if you're familiar with dowsing, I also work with the pendulum, so I'm checking in, and I do this daily working with the pendulum too. When it's spinning to the left, it's deleting, and then it stops, and then when it spins to the right, it shows me, yes, it's been cleared. So I'm checking in, has this now been cleared? And I'm getting a yes on that. So yay. So that's the second one. So I'm going to have you check in, Colette, because it's kind of fun to see if things have changed or not. So when you look at that laundry basket or the look of it, this made of mesh, has it changed form or anything yet, or what do you see?
Yeah. I mean, it almost feels like it looks like it's unraveled and kind of out in front of me a little bit, like
okay.
Unraveled. I'm not sure if it's quite gone yet. It feels lighter. It's hard for me to say right now. I think it's still the process, in other words.
Okay, cool. Well, you're very intuitive, so you know that. You can feel it. It's still in the process, and I'm getting that, yes, it is too. So who knows? Maybe you'll find that by the, well, I can actually just check in. I'm just going to ask, well, will this be, you know, removed in its entirety for Colette? Is it in, you know, one day? No. In.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, so check in about 3 days, Colette, and just see if things have kind of, if you notice it or not.
Sure. I'm not surprised it might take a few days simply because it looked like a
I'm getting about 3 days, but honestly, if that's the case, that's really, really good.
Like, yeah, that's great, Colette.
Yeah, yay. You're processing really, really quickly, so that's very cool.
Yeah.
And isn't that interesting how it's related to finances?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would go figure that you've got this heart wall emotion of vulnerability that was actually related to war that goes back 3 generations? You're going, really? That's related to finances? How can that be? But, you know, anything's possible.
And the insecurity thing, I thought I've had that my whole life, but I might have picked, you said I took up somebody else's debt.
Yeah.
And that, yeah. So.
Yeah, it wasn't yours.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, that's where we really need to do the work. And what I'd love to do before we really get into sessions and is, you know, is putting that shield up. So however you protect yourself. And I'll tell you another big piece that really is essential when you're working with the heart wall is that you need to look at any offensive energies. So honestly, I have been working with this lately, and it is crucial piece. Now, when I say that, this may feel uncomfortable, or maybe it won't feel uncomfortable for people on the call, but with what's happening here on Earth right now, you know, the dark, the evil side and the good, we do have curses and entities that are out there. So I'm checking every day, okay, do I have any curses that are, you know, that came in, you know, as during the day or, you know, when I was sleeping, or do I have any entities? Are there any hidden entities?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any cording that I have? So perhaps, you know, this cording, this negative, you know, say gut-to-gut cording, maybe that's with someone that, you know, you're associated with that you don't realize is pulling on your energy. So that's where I kind of would suggest with that one. We can have post-hypnotic suggestions where good is evil and evil is good. Everything gets all mixed up. And we can have these saboteur energies where people are like, you know, they can like, you know, stab you in the back. And I think we all can be guilty at times of where we think bad things about people. I mean, we're human beings. So it could be that beautiful girl is walking down the street and you think, oh, man, like, geez, you know, what's going on? I wish I was like that or whatever. And, you know, and that person can actually feel that at some level. So knowing that, it's just like, whoops, you know, I got to be careful as to my thoughts because it's for real. And especially now that we've been sleeping in the night or we've been even out in the park walking my dog, I got some entities. And you're thinking, really? I'm walking my dog in a park. But they can come on, especially because your guard's down. So it's very, very important. I'd say in the morning when you're in the showers, when I like to do it, is because I can just yell out to these entities. And, you know, in the name of, you know, Jesus Christ is demanding that you depart now, I can yell it out. I'm not feeling self-conscious. Anybody's hearing me. So it's really, really important to do that. And when you do that, that's going to make it so much easier to release that heart wall.
Wonderful. So. Thank you. Yeah, that's really good information. And thank you, Colette, for sharing with us because, you know, so many people do have vulnerabilities and insecurities and abundance issues. So thank you. So Brenda, how about if we go to the Q&A because we have some quick questions on the Q&A around just people wanting to know if they have a heart wall, you know? Let me just see what we have here. All right, so just hold on. Let me see. So Debbie in Pennsylvania, I think, I would like to see if she has a heart wall and what are the symptoms and can you clear mine if I have any?
Well, I can guarantee you it can be cleared. And to be honest, everybody does. We're just human beings and we've all been hurt. Mm-hmm. Every one of us has been hurt in some way. If it's not physical, it's emotional. So I can tell you with 100% is that, yes, you do have a heart wall. So if you've been, again, if you've been hurt in any way in a relationship or, I don't know, your in-laws saying hurtful things or, you know, who doesn't have a heart wall? Mm-hmm. You know, really, everybody does. I can safely say that. But everybody can learn how to work on their own heart wall. So it's important to learn how to do the work, and it's important to be empowered. So, yes, I do this. I feel I'm very good at it. I've been doing it for many, many years. But the more that you do it, the more intuitive you become. So when I'm working with people, what I'd like to do is I can open up my Skype file. I can share my file, and you can see what I'm doing. So when I was just mentioning for a second a moment ago here, you know, are there any entities or curses, you can see exactly what I'm doing. And what we do is we muscle test together, not exactly at the same time because it kind of muddles up the energy, but I'm going to get the person to work with me. You're going to be muscle testing, and then I'm going to have you check on your own, and I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be checking if what you're checking is the right answer because you can do that. So, for example, if you're muscle testing, there's various ways to do that, and I teach that, but if you're muscle testing, you go, yes, I'm going forward, and that, for example, that's a sway test that's really, really easy to do, and it's very, very popular, and kids can do this easily. But if you have a heart wall emotion, and I pick it up that it's anger, then I'm checking if you have that anger, your body's going forward, and then that is a confirmation of, yes, you know, I do have that heart wall emotion of anger. And then we find out when it came in. It's a very interesting process, and it's fun. It's not this really dreaded work like having to go to the doctor or something, you know. It's interesting work that you can start on, and you can start working with your kids, working on your pets, because they also have same issues, a lot of same issues that we do. They also
absolutely
can get heart walls. So it's fun. It's interesting, fun work.
So it's easier to work with somebody when you're talking to them rather than just tuning in via the webcast. Is that right?
I don't need the person to be.
Oh, okay.
I can work at a distance, and I can work when they're not present. So I just tune into their energy.
Mm-hmm.
And always getting that go-ahead, again, from God, and just tune into their energies, calling in my help, and find out exactly what's going on. So in the heart wall session, you know, there's a lot of things that come up. There's at least 60 emotions that I can check on. And, again,
right.
it can be anything that's happened in this time, or you could pick it up from somebody else within the room, inherited or, you know, preconception.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're open to the preconception of, okay, it's something that I came into this earth, and, you know, who could ever pick up on a preconception? But
yeah.
you've made that decision, that choice is, okay, I'm coming in with this. Perhaps it's something that you needed to learn, part of life's plan, or, you know, it's something at a soul level. So what I do, I intuit it back further. Whatever image comes in, if it's something that it's a belief system that you picked up, perhaps as a nurse or so, I'm just giving examples, but
mm-hmm.
back at another lifetime, then that will affect what's happening right now. So what we do then is like, okay, let's clear it out. So we go through a process, we're clearing that energy. We work together, clear it. I have the person check in. Has this now been cleared? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
people notice changes of temperature in their body, of energy moving through. And you just feel better. You feel lighter. And you just have more energy.
Beautiful.
Like your eyes are
yeah.
wide open.
And it can sometimes be really emotional. And I know when I did this work, when I had some sessions, I became really emotional. I did not expect that at all. But it was that releasing, you know, and it was, you know, that the heart wall was
yeah.
coming down. And it was great.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And it's sort of a caveat that you do tell people at the end of the session is that be aware we are dealing with lower vibrational energies. They're like toxins.
Mm-hmm.
They're toxic. So you're going to release. And when you release toxins, like with anything, you may not feel so good initially. That can happen.
Yeah.
So it could be a couple of days because you're processing, and then you're feeling better. So, you know, usually it's like, okay, you know, take maybe an Epsom salt bath that night, just allowing those energies to release. But definitely to be made aware that some people don't have that reaction at all. They're just feeling, wow, just energized and
right.
ready
True.
To go. So it can go either way, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you're
true.
Aware of it, then that's okay, you know.
Yeah. Perfect. We'll go back to the phone line in just a minute, but I thought before we did that, you know, how about if we talk about the special offer that we have from Brenda today, and that is, if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer, and yeah, if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda10. So Brenda, can you talk about the special offer that you have for us today, for our listeners?
Yes, I do. I love doing abundance group Skype calls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can take up several groups, but there's only, say, about 9 of us in the group. And we're going to be checking in, and you get 4 1-hour abundance group Skype sessions. So you can imagine how much is going to be released within that time. So that's a really, really good deal with that. I'm also offering within this package a 1-to-1, a 60-minute Skype call with me, and we'll be going through and just clearing whatever needs to be cleared. So, you know, if it is as to abundance, if it is, as to physical issues, there are so many areas that I can go to, and I'm just intuiting and tapping in exactly what is it. You know,
mm-hmm.
what's creating your physical issues? Is there something within circuits and systems, perhaps your acupuncture system, organs, glands, chakra systems imbalance? Is there toxicity? Do you have dental toxicity? Do you have heavy metals? Is there chemicals? Is there electromagnetic that's affecting you? Is there nutrition and lifestyle? Is a whole area in that itself? Are there foods, herbs, nutrients that are perhaps you should be having or perhaps you should be avoiding? Is there any dehydration that you're not getting the right percentage within your cells? And if so, what is that? Is there perhaps a heart wall emotion where you're not taking in life, therefore you're not getting in all the oxygen, all the nutrition that you need? There's many, many areas that I can go. So that's a fabulous offer right there is to have that. And then I have a muscle testing ebook. So if you're not too sure about the muscle testing, it's just various ways that you can self-test and mm-hmm. see which one works for you best. And because it can really help a lot. You can start muscle testing your supplements. You can go to the pantry in your kitchen and say, I wonder if that can of tomatoes, is that right for me or not? So you learn how to muscle test. That is so, so important. And then it just is so extremely invaluable for, you know, any time and every day in your life.
Oh, beautiful. So I just wanted to be clear. So in this package, it's $149, right, for the package. And it includes a guide to muscle testing, an ebook, 4 group Skype calls, and a one-on-one private 60-minute session?
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's a very, very good deal.
Yeah, that's great. Because I know I know what a one-on-one session, how transformational it can be with this work. It's like, wow. And plus on top of the one-on-one session, you get the 4 group Skype calls where you'll be working specifically on abundance, right?
I can work on whatever comes in. It could be, getting abundance as to your health, abundance financially.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance covers every area, spiritually,
right.
Whatever comes up. But people know at the time, you just know. Most of the time when people come in to Skype calls, most people have kind of the same issue that are happening. It's sort of, God's way of bringing us together, and we tend to have the same issues. So it just works out beautifully.
Beautiful. Thank you. So that's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda10. And, of course, it'll be on the special, the replay page and the replay email later. Okay, so how about if we go back to the phone lines 1 second. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 7118. Hello.
Hi, this is Sue. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, Sue?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for picking me.
Hi, Sue.
Sure.
I know I have had a heart wall, and I think it's been shedding a little bit through my journey of trying to heal myself. And first what popped up was cement, but then as you were talking, I think it's more like an eggshell, which actually I think is kind of good symbolically, because I'm guessing maybe I'm about to rebirth. I don't know. But whatever you see is happy for me to hear.
Okay, so it's an eggshell. So what color is your eggshell?
I say it is like grayish, whitish, because at first I thought it was cement.
And is the eggshell very, very fragile? Like if you were just to gently poke it, it would open up?
No,
or is it kind of hard?
It's firm. It's firm, but it's not so hard that you can't break it. But it's not real fragile.
It's a true organic well. it's a good shell on it. Okay. So what is the main thing that's bothering you?
I do have issues with self-love and negative thinking and, oh boy, lots of things. Definitely grew up in a very dysfunctional family and still shedding lots of that stuff.
Okay. So that's good. So, yes, it's an onward, ongoing process. Okay. So as let's get that connection, Sue. So calling in all of Sue's angels and guides and healers and getting the connection. Go ahead with God. And I'm getting that now. Actually, if you were to see me, I'm actually moving forward in my chair, which is something I do, which is another way of testing as to a yes. Okay, so I'm asking, okay, for Sue, as to this whole negative thinking, and let's find out what's going on. Can I get your age, Sue?
56.
Okay, so 56. Okay, so I'm just going to be checking in and asking. Okay, the first thing that's coming up here is a heart wall emotion of humiliation.
Okay, wow.
And I want to see when this came in for you. I'm getting at 22 years of age, 22. About 22 of humiliation. About 22, were you, what was happening for you about that time in your life?
I was graduating college and maybe looking for work. And can't recall anything specifically, but, you know, my life has not been, like, emotionally wonderful, so I could only imagine that something may have happened and I may have blocked it, you know?
Yeah. You know what I'm picking up is more of your family's humiliation. It's just carrying the family's humiliation. Does that make sense to you at all?
Oh, totally, yes.
Yeah,
I've
so it's not
felt very ashamed of my family. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. Just a lot of, like, sadness, really.
Okay,
sadness
yeah,
and shame.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, so sadness and shame is coming up and humiliation. So
all that makes sense when it relates back to my family.
All of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of that. Okay, so let's call in your support. So for Sue, and we're just going to ask here for all of that sadness and shame, humiliation in regards to the family. We're asking that all those lower vibrational energies, can we please have them cleared now that Sue's been holding within her heart region? As she no longer needs them, they do not serve her in any way, shape, or form. So allowing those energies to release, giving our gratitude, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 God. Okay. Well, Sue, I usually don't do three like that at one time, but it just seemed like it needed to come up. And it's still releasing. How are you doing?
Good. I could feel like an energy lifting right up off my heart in my whole chest area, out of my lungs too. I don't know if it's clear.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Wow, it's still moving, it's still releasing. So for anybody else on this, listening to this now or in the future, so any sadness, shame, and humiliation, just allowing that energy to lift up off the heart, within the heart wall region, asking for God for assistance to clearing it, please, now. Oh, okay, good. Wow. How are you doing,
Sue? Thank you. Good. I can feel that, like, just shifting right up and out. Shifting up and out.
Are you a little emotional, or are you okay?
I'm so good at stuffing my emotions that I'm...
Yeah.
I'm just feeling gratitude more than anything.
Okay, lovely.
A little
bit
of emotion,
yeah. Yeah, I can feel that for you. So let's just ask for that these energies be released very, very gently for Sue, the God worker, with very, very gently, you know, in the next while. Just releasing them with ease and grace, very, very gently, exactly what she can handle. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yes, that feels a little bit better, doesn't it? Just to
yeah.
Very gradual.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so
oh,
much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm pleased for you. Yay.
Thank you,
yeah.
Sue. That was great.
Been holding
okay.
it for a long time, so I appreciate
yeah.
it, and I'm very grateful to both of you guys.
Oh, love you,
God
Sue.
God bless. Love you, too.
Ooh, wow. You know, and that's what I'm saying. These, these clearings sometimes are powerful and emotional, you know, even for me, right? So even if you're, you know, listening on the call, you may be experiencing releasing and clearing as well.
Exactly.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so how are we doing for time? Let's just check quickly. Okay, so how about we take one more quick caller? Brenda, what do you think?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go to phone number ending in 5906, 5906. Hello?
Hello, that's me.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. This is Alana.
Hi, Alana, how are you?
Very stuffed up Alana, congested
oh, dear.
Alana. Hi.
So how can we help you
Hi,
today?
Hi, Alana.
Hi. Well, it seems that my big thing is that I'm able to give or receive love. I've always had a problem with that.
Okay. Okay, take a deep breath, Lana. Sending energy to your heart. Loving energies to your heart region. Okay. Okay, Solana, so just always a hard time to give and receive love. Has this been most of your life, do you think?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Okay. Can I ask for your age?
70, it was just 73. So it's
okay.
Getting on.
No, not these days. 73 is like 53. I think it's 20 years that we're taking off, you know, every decade. So
I'm glad to hear that. Those are my
oh,
beliefs.
Absolutely.
Just had a very difficult time with a very dear friend, and I disappointed her terribly, so I feel very badly about that.
Oh. So a lot of forgiveness work you need to do for yourself, right?
It's
you need
part
to do
it,
some
yes.
forgiveness work. Yeah, okay. So let's just see, you know, we never know where this all comes from. So I'm just going to be checking in. Let's get the connection.
Okay.
And the go-ahead for Lana. And we're calling in all of her guides and angels and healers and helpers and calling in the whole troop. And getting that go-ahead from God, from everyone. Just like, okay, yay, we're here. Okay, so let's check in and, you know, we're going to be asking up, and I think this is all related to your whole sinus area, actually, as well.
Yeah,
but anyways,
probably.
Let's just go ahead and check. And what is coming up for Lana that's creating all this unable to give and receive love? Okay, well, the first one that came up was abandonment.
Yeah.
So a heart wall emotion of abandonment. But we want to see when this came in for you because we might assume we know, but you never know. So I'm checking in. Well, really, did this come in of abandonment? Did it come in between a 1 and 73? Well, yes, it did. Okay, so I'll break it up. 0 to 10, 10, 20, 20, 30, 20, 30. 20, 20. Now it's 30, 40. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 35, no, 30. Okay, now I'm getting Lana at 34 years of age.
34.
Yeah, about 34.
I'd have to think about that. I don't quite remember.
Okay. I'm going to be checking in.
I know something happened when I was 18 months old. I know that happened. So I don't know if 34.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just ask. So as to this abandonment, is this as to, you know, is this Alana? Is this Alana? Is this her actual feelings of, yeah, see, again, in this situation, it's like, no, checking again. Is this as to Alana? No. So this isn't your abandonment, and not saying nothing didn't happen at 18 months of years of age.
Right.
But I'm getting that this really isn't yours, but you've taken it on. So when I ask, was this taken on by, yeah, so by a family member, actually. So at age 34, you had taken on somebody else's abandonment issues and absorbed it within your heart region. So at any rate, you know, something may come to you and it may not. When I, you know, ask, is any further information required, I'm being told no. So let's just go ahead and release that for you, Lana.
Okay.
And, okay, so we're calling all our guides and angels. Just really help Lana here today, releasing all of that abandonment that she picked up at, you know, 34 years of age, held within her heart region, all the memories held within the cellular level. Okay, and that's releasing. It's still clearing all that heart wall emotion of abandonment. It's allowing it to release now. And my pendulum is spinning to the left. Okay, here we go. Now check in. Has that been cleared? And I'm getting a yes. Okay, we're going to move on.
Wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. Yay. Okay, so let's check in, and we're going to ask, okay, what else is going on? Okay, so.
Excuse me for that.
Yeah, so a heart wall emotion, guess what, of heartache. So a heart wall emotion of heartache.
Yep, that's
okay.
It.
So let's see when this came in. So I'm checking 0 to 10, 10, 20, 20, 30, 20, 30, 21, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, now isn't that interesting? It's like 10 years earlier, so age 24 of heartache. How old were you when you got married, or did you, were you in a relationship?
Yeah, I think that would fit at 24, just thinking now, yeah, it seems to fit.
Yeah, about 24 years of age, okay.
Yes,
so,
in that area, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so was the, yeah, so that could maybe been a somewhat heartache of a relationship
yeah,
at the time?
A serious relationship, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to be asking, okay, for... Again, oh, angels and guys and, you know, calling in all the help, please, and releasing all the heartache that's been held for Lana. She's been holding on to for so long, you know, even since the age of 24. Allowing that energy to release all the memories held within the heart wall region of heartache. Allowing it to release now, giving our gratitude of thank you, 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 thank you. Okay. Yes. And that's now been cleared. I'm getting a definite yes.
Wonderful.
Hi. How are you doing, Lana?
A little shaky. But
are
better,
you?
I feel
okay.
Better, yes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And, you know, it, you never know what's related to physical issues. As I mentioned earlier, when you work on your heart wall, a lot of people notice that their medical physical issues, their aches and pains diminish or go away, you know, in their entirety. So you just never know what comes up and what's ready. And it's really our subconscious saying, I want to go. You know, I want to release. Just subconscious talking to us, just like, please. You know, we're giving them a voice. They couldn't talk before because they're in the subconscious. So now we're saying, okay, we're giving you a voice. Are you ready to go?
Right.
And it's like, yes. So that's great.
Yeah. Thank you so very much. It's very helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you, Alana. Feel better.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. And, you know, and that's this is what one of the things I like about this modality is that you can see or feel, you know, a change almost immediately. But usually, you know, it can take a few days. I know when I was working with somebody who was doing this, you know, it's like after my session with her, I was like exhausted. I was beat. I had to like rest for a few hours, take a nap, you know, just because of the releasing that I was doing. And, but I, you know, afterwards I felt so much better, so much lighter. And, it's always good to know that you're finally clearing something, you know, some releasing something that you've been holding on to for so long. And sometimes you don't even know that you're holding on to something that is generational, you know, like from past generations, you know, not even necessarily past life, but past generations. And when you get to do that clearing and be, part of that process, because as we're clearing this generational stuff, it's also helping those generations back then as well, you know?
Perfect. And that's so true. When you get confident with your muscle testing, and I can almost guarantee you with this too, when you ask, are your ancestors with you right now at this moment because they want help?
Mm-hmm.
If they're still carrying the abandonment on the other side or wherever, you know, you feel that they are, if they're still holding on to that as they're healing, that isn't it a wonderful time and fabulous experience to be able to help them out?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's interesting because I was working with one lady not too long ago, but one of her ancestors didn't want help. So obviously that person, you know, I kind of assume, well, everybody wants to be helped and healed, and but not necessarily this one person had opted out. So that's their choice. But
yeah,
most
exactly.
are like, yes, they're so eager. And if you can help out, so when you're clearing, know when an inherited comes up, you know, then just know you're really doing a good thing. Like, it feels so good to know you're helping your ancestors. It's such a really, really good thing. So, you feel very good about it afterwards, very good about yourself.
But more than anything, I mean, you know, you are being proactive in your healing. You know, you are really moving forward on your path and being able to clear and release, you know, old emotions and sometimes pain, physical pain as well, you know, to help you have the life that you want, have more peace, have more ease, and sometimes a new relationship, you know, or a better relationship, you know, sometimes our relationship that we have currently is made better after, you know, clearing that heart wall, right, releasing those emotions.
Exactly. You know, it's amazing how heart wall emotions are so related to physical. And I will quickly tell you, within the last 2 months, I got Bell's palsy.
Mm.
I woke up with Bell's palsy. I was scared to death. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to face this head on. Like, I just am. I know this is something I need to share with the world. So I put myself on YouTube, which I was very scary at first because I thought, I don't want to be on, you know, on YouTube. People see me at the same time. I thought, no, Brenda, just do it. And so within 13 days, I had healed so many emotional issues that you could see throughout time within 5 videos how I had completely healed. I had my healing crisis where I cleared out some heart wall emotions plus other emotions, and my faith went right back in 13 days, and it was like amazing.
Wow, that is amazing.
It is, and it's visual. It's just not me saying that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm out there. So, yes.
Wow.
It is.
So I know that. I know other people who have had Bell's palsy, and it's taken them like a year or two to get better, you know, for not using this, but using something else, you know, so that's amazing that I can actually start making a difference in like 13 days, you know, it's like, Yeah. But
yeah.
It's about doing the work, right? It's about doing the work.
It's about doing the work. And I mentioned in my, I think of my last video on YouTube under my name, Brenda Lanoff, that I mentioned that it was more than the prednisone. It was more than a couple of exercises, which I really didn't do,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it was way more than that. Nobody on that I could see on YouTube, nobody discussed the factor of how emotions affect you physically. No one. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of younger people that are on YouTube, and, you know, I'm probably the oldest one out there, but I thought, no, there's a connection here. People need to understand how important it is that once you make that connection, how things can change for you on a physical level.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm living proof of that on so many levels.
And we are living in a physical reality, right? So we are affected. I mean, the body is an organism of its own, right? So the body is affected by the emotions, by our mental processes and thinking, you know, by so much, right? So we tend to forget that, you know, it's like the body needs help too, but the body needs care too. And if our body is healthy, it will help everything else as well, right? So it's about being physically present in the body and looking after it as well is going to help us move forward with more ease.
Exactly. It's have that abundance of health and, you know, just abundance of life, of what
mm-hmm.
you want to do, what your soul is calling you to do. So this is also interlinked, and it's also connected to the heart wall because we need abundance of love, love towards ourselves, forgiveness to ourselves, you know, for the friend that you feel that you've hurt. We need to do a lot of self-forgiveness, and notice when you do that how much lighter your heart will feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, sometimes it's really easy to forgive others, but it's not as easy to forgive ourselves, and we don't realize how important that is, that self-forgiveness and self-love is, I think, for me, one of the biggest pieces, you know, one of the things that so many of us are not doing, you know, because we don't want to look at it because it's painful, right, sometimes, right, the thing that we've been through, and so we don't want to deal with it, we don't want to look at it, we just want to ignore it, but until we actually do that work, do that releasing, do that clearing, doing that forgiveness, you know, and loving ourselves enough, I think that's when the real transformation happens.
Exactly. Getting rid of that shame. And most of us have that lower vibration of shame. I think almost every human being has shame issues, and it's been carried down through generations. So if you're feeling shame at all, at any way, shape, or form, just know that that can be, you can be cleared of that. You can feel better,
mm-hmm.
and you can let that go.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes we don't even know where it's coming from, right? So that's why this type of work is so important and so relevant now, because, you know, it's not just a surface work now. It's time to do the deeper inner work.
Uh-huh.
And part of that deeper inner work is looking at the different layers and where the information is coming from. And a lot of it, like you said, can be generational and inherited. And that's something that needs to be healed. So now this was wonderful because it just, somebody just asked, is the releasing work endless? Yes. I'm going to say yes, it is, because there's layers upon layers upon layers. Well, is the releasing work endless? For me, I would say yes, but, Brenda, what do you think?
Well, absolutely. Again, you know, we're just human beings, and we're going to have encounters. So if someone's cutting you off at Costco in the parking lot and you just want to wring their neck, that's going to create some issues.
Yeah.
And that energy that comes in, these unseen, invisible energies that can come in, that could then come in, and it could go perhaps to some organ that's related to the neck because you're so pissed off that the guy's trying to cut you off, and that can create problems. So absolutely, you know, we're not perfect. And we are going to have constant work. But the thing is that once you get on top of it, so it's like going to the doctor and he's saying, okay, you know, take this vitamin or drug or whatever it is. But hopefully it's a supplement, but not a drug. But, but you know what I'm saying is you want to get on top of it. When you get on top of it, then stay on top of the game. And you're going to have times where you're not perfect with it, and that's okay. I mean, I work with other practitioners. They help me out, and I help other people out. We need to support one another. So know that this is an ongoing thing. It just isn't once and that's it and you're done. I mean, you have to go back to the dentist several times in your life or the chiropractor maybe. So absolutely, just consider this something you do, like you brush your teeth, you know, in the morning and at nighttime. So it's just something that becomes a routine in your life. And you can do this. Every single person can. So when I'm working with people on Skype, or on the phone. It doesn't have to be on Skype if you don't have it, not to get excited about that if you don't have it. But, and you know, on phone for North America, I'll get you muscle testing. We'll do it together on the phone. I've done a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you can get rid of it, and then you can be proactive and take care of yourself. So you're not going to a practitioner all the time. I mean, nobody wants to go to a practitioner and keep paying. We want to take control. I'm all about helping you be empowered, just like I was empowered after my cardiac arrest. And, you know, I was just like, nobody messes around with me after that. And that's how I felt. Just like, okay, this is it. You know, I'm here. I got opportunity to be here. So what's my job? What's my role? Well, it's to help other people be empowered and take charge. So, and then you can help other people be empowered and take charge, which is to pass the torch.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is great. And this is, you know, I think I've mentioned this before on other calls. I really do like Dr. Bragg and the Emotion Code and the Body Code. I really do like his work. I've seen it work for myself and for others. So, yeah, thank you. And, you know, just knowing that, you know, it's possible to release these emotions, clear these emotions, and see results, you know, see the results in your life, you know, after doing the work, you can't help but be impressed by it and, you know, by sharing it with others. So thank you so much, Brenda. And you're right, you know, those negative entities, those negative thought forms, all those things, they can slip in when we're feeling vulnerable, when we're not in our heart space, when we are, you know, when we get angry, when we get frustrated, all that wonderful stuff, which we do because we are human, we are living in this 3D reality. It happens. And so being able to check for those on a regular basis and clear those as well, I think is essential for sure.
Exactly. And if a person needs help with that, then, you know, come back, you know, once a year, whatever, and I can work with you on that. But it's something ultimately, once you have that heart wall removed, it could take one session, it could take several, we don't know, but you'll know.
Right.
Because you're going to see your heart wall. It's your subconscious has created that. It's showing you. It's guiding you. Okay, this is it. This is the material. You're going to know. So it's just not me saying, okay, it's this or it's that. You are going to know for yourself. And that's the beauty and the value of this work.
Oh, absolutely. And I, you know, please do take a look at Brenda's special offer. Like I said, she's offering that one-on-one private session as well as the 4 group Skype calls and the muscle testing guide. But like I said, that one-on-one private session is going to be so wonderful for you, you know, alone, if you just do that, you know, it's going to be wonderful for you, but you also get the 4 group Skype calls as well. So can you talk, I know we have to go, we've already gone past time, but I was just going to say, can you talk a little bit about the 4 group Skype calls? But I think we talked about it. It's about abundance or whatever comes up for the people on the in the group. And it's a small group, so you really do get to work a little bit one-on-one with them as well, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you get to know one another. You're creating your own little group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because then you can keep in contact if you choose to afterwards. So we'll see where it goes from there. But so we'll do four times where it's 1 hour, and it would be once a month. And then with the Skype groups, call groups, I don't think you can take any more than 10 people. So I wouldn't want any more than 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and so it works out very well. And whatever comes up for the, you know, issue that seems that I'm intuiting that seems to be an issue for most people, then we'll work on that and we'll work together. So I want you to get strong and learn how to do this for yourself and learn how to muscle test so that you can start working on yourself, your family, and your pets.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. So that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda10. Wow, thank you so much, Brenda. And thank you for all the callers who called in and everyone who submitted comments as well in the Q&A. It's just so, it's interesting, you know, what people bring to the table to be cleared, because that helps it to clear it for all of us as well. So thank you. We really appreciate that. You never know, right? You never know who's going to get picked or what issue it's going to be, but it always seems to be relevant and so important for all of us. So thank you.
Yes.
So today is Canada Day here in Canada. And I know on Monday it's Independence Day in the U.S. So I know you're all going to be celebrating this weekend as we are. We're all celebrating something, right? There's always something to be grateful for. But, you know, for me, you know, I'm soon leaving Canada, right? So, but I'm always going to be Canadian. So that's not going to change. you know, I do love being Canadian, and I'm so grateful for that. And I always have a home, you know, here in Canada. So I'll be doing some extra duty celebrating this time, because it might be the last time we celebrate, you know, here in Canada. So thank you, everyone, so much for being here with us today and spending time with us and, you know, really sharing your heart with us, you know, and do that exercise again. You just ask your heart wall, what is it? What does it look like? How does it feel? Take a look at it. And then you can actually start the clearing process on your own, because that, you know, the first key is the awareness. So thank you, Brenda, for sharing that with us, because that is so important too, for us to even know that, number one, we have one. Number two, how easy it is to see for us, for ourselves, what it is, right? Just by asking that question. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So that's the first step. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, and yes, and best to you, and for the American holiday coming up on the 4th, and the Canadian holiday today, as I'm Canadian as well, so I'm ready to go see some fireworks myself tonight, so.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, thank you. all right, everyone, have a great weekend, stay safe, you know, if you are celebrating somewhere in the world, stay safe and have fun, and I'm wishing you all a wonderful day, wonderful weekend, and may you always be filled with abundance of joy, love, peace, and happiness. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. Bye for now.